going to be a way for us to be normal, or is the new normal, as we hear so often the phrase new normal, is it that we're going to have events like this that we're talking about that happened last week in Connecticut, over the weekend in California, at least in California, Newport Beach, nobody was hurt, but it's still somebody out abusing the privilege of having a gun. Your heart is sick. All of our hearts are sick. You feel sorry for the children who were murdered. You feel sorry for the parents who were just innocent, the loved ones that are trying to plan funeral services for these children this week. There are those who think our country doesn't have a soul anymore, and that people who live in our country have gone to points there's no soul left. You pray for those whose lives were shattered. And Richie said earlier, if you weren't listening to us, you can come back. This is not my phone, excuse me, for leaving it on a different part of the room. There are those who say they're trying to imagine if at least one of the teacher had a .40 caliber Glock with them, locked and loaded. When Adam Lanza came in there, would that have changed the situation? Would things have been different? I don't know how you can hypothesize and think about that, but does it get you any place? 800-510-8255. We live in an over-medicated society. That's part of the problem. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, and Rich or Roberta or Jennifer, we're following on our social media. A lot of comments about this. Jennifer, would you like to update us on some of the things that we have several different threads dealing with this? I think the first of these funerals is today, isn't it?
They start today.
Tomorrow, this mm-hmm. earlier in the week. Okay.
Yeah, anyway. We've been following, if you're going to talk to your children about what happened in Connecticut before you send them to school today, and just a couple of other responses kind of filtering in. Bianca said, yes, her daughter was shocked by the brutality, so she had to talk to her. And again, you know, by having her daughter shocked, she's seeing this on the news. I mean, I guess the question is, and maybe to Rich, since you have kids of school-going age, but do your kids have any idea what's going on?
We talked to Sean about it just because he pays more attention to it, you know, being 8 and Juliana's 5. But, you know, I'm getting to the point now where I don't let my kids watch the news.
Yeah, I was wondering if they picked up on it.
And murder. And I'm just sitting here watching the news, you know, starting at the top of the hour. Shooting, this person killed that person. And yeah. I'm just like, I don't want to hear something exposed to that.
Listen, and I'm just looking at a blog now, a picture of a young man, I'm guessing maybe early 20s. Whose head is wrapped in a Muslim-type garment, who's got a rifle in his hand and is standing in front of a Nazi swastika and wondering what, and looking in this guy's eyes, what it is that we've created for monsters. And how are we creating these people?
Wow. And, hey, listen, remember the original... you know, devil that he worships was, you know, in the 1930s and 40s with Hitler.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these people have been around a lot longer. It just, you know, and you wonder how much of this stuff is copycat stuff where they see it on the news.
Yes.
And they say, I want to go out like that.
Yeah. You know, what I found interesting is for watching the world media, the BBC has reported on this since the beginning. Almost, I saw when I was looking at the BBC reports, two or three of their reporters who were there on the ground that they'd sent over or were attached to their New York bureau. Thought it was also interesting that Family Guy and American Dad were dropped off the television from Fox this past Sunday night.
Sure,
that's appropriate. It's interesting also to look at people like Quentin Tarantino, who is now feeling like he has to defend the violence that he has in his movies. As a matter of fact, there's a movie that's coming out pretty soon called, is it Danjo or Dango?
Django.
I saw the trailer for it in the theater yesterday. A very graphic violence, buckets of blood exploding from...
How well did Quentin Tarantino's movie do this weekend? Didn't it open this weekend?
I
can't imagine a whole lot of people wanting to go see that this weekend.
Richie.
Yeah.
He says when things like this happen, you blame the playmakers. It's a Western, give me a break. I go back to what I think Chuck Curry said earlier, remembering one of the movies that I saw that he mentioned, that William Holden was in it, and Ernest Borgnine, I remember Henry Fonda being a bad guy in a movie, a spaghetti western, where he killed a kid, a little boy, 6-7 years old. I mean, that shocked me, and I was young then. I was probably in my early 20s when I saw that, Claudia Cardinale in the movie, Once Upon a Time in the West, I think it was called. I couldn't sleep after I saw that. I've seen that movie has come across on television. Whenever I see what I knew was going to be that movie, I just turn it off or go someplace else. The people who say violence is part of films because it tells the story of a violent America, you can say that, I suppose, for the most popular show on HBO, which is that thing with, what's the guy's name?
Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah, Boardwalk Empire.
Steve Buscemi, yeah.
Buscemi.
Oh, Buscemi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, think about how violent that. I watched
it's
the part of
it. It's a violent show.
Oh,
sure.
My God.
Yeah.
But
it's all in the processing. I do totally agree that we're way too desensitized. And, you know, if you go to Europe and you watch TV, there is a lot more sexuality on TV, but you don't see the violence that you do here. We get more of the violence. But still, it's all about how you process it. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I see something like a Boardwalk Empire, or for instance, you were talking about Quentin Tarantino, when I watched Pulp Fiction, I made it through about 10 minutes of that movie before I was like, this is totally not for me, and I had to shut it off. What's the difference in my brain compared with somebody else who sucks in that kind of stuff? I mean, don't you think that's worth a study or two? I mean, how violence impacts us? I don't think we've done too much of those studies.
I'm sure there had to have been.
There had to have been, but where are they? How do we talk? Where's the results? What do we see?
Richie,
did they kill a business? Is that why we don't see the results?
What are we, this anarchist soccer mom you said was going to be on television, do we have the audio?
You know what? I've been trying to keep an eye out for this this mom blogger, and she calls herself the anarchist mom blogger. The anarchist soccer mom wrote a blog over the weekend talking about how her son has mental illness and has these. He's a brilliant kid. A brilliant kid. She says he's off the charts, his IQ. But he has these violent rages where he threatens to kill her and she has to take away the knives. And she says, my son is Adam Lanza, and I can't get any help. There is no system for the people like this.
There isn't, because we treat mental problems.
The social worker.
Send them away.
The social worker says, really, the only thing you can do is have him charged with a crime and have him sent to jail.
Mm.
And then she goes into
the problem.
Right. And then she goes into the, and she has links for articles to back up her facts, that 60% of people in prison are mentally ill and they don't treat it.
Absolutely, they are. Yeah.
And just there. Yep.
Yeah. I was thinking about this over the weekend. Do I remember that back in the 70s, insane asylums, quote unquote, mental hospitals were closed because of the just horrible conditions that the people lived in?
Right.
Well, because they treated them poorly, wasn't it?
Right, right. And wasn't it Geraldo who kind of broke the story that made it a national issue?
Hmm.
And then, so now what do they do with people that have mental disorders? Where do they go? What do they do? How do they help?
All those mental health hospitals in Massachusetts, when Dukakis was governor, I remember, and they all wandered around the street, they became the homeless.
They're homeless, they're in prison.
Yeah.
And if they do go, I mean, you can put someone on a 3-day, I think a 72-hour cycle, but after that, if you don't willingly want to be in a mental institution, which obviously, if you're very mentally ill, you don't know you need the help, you can check yourself out at any time if you're over 18.
800-510-8255. Kathy Clark writes to me, to Doug at DougStephan.com, regarding gun violence. Go to any movie in any theater across the country. Watch the previews of upcoming attractions to grasp how violent our culture is. Even if one goes to the theater to see Jane Eyre or the like, you're hit with 6 previews of guns blazing, blood spurting, cars going through glass. The plain, simple life in Americana, you see previews of foreign flicks. The tone, the difference in the tone is stark. We ought to think about that. 800-510-8255 is 17 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Looking at the various blogs, the police blogs, Connecticut State Police talking about what they've uncovered for evidence that proves why this happened. You got to do a lot of digging to figure that out. Here's something from somebody named Hugo who wrote, what the U.S. needs is free access to mental health services and a ban on guns. 21 after the hour. hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. This is what we call Beyond Good Day. I don't know if we can go beyond where we are, thinking about the scene at the Sandy Hook Elementary School as I read what people described who are on the inside, the sounds of cartoons playing for children that had been brought in by their parents who were waiting to find out what happened to their children. Somebody in one of these little brick, I guess an old brick firehouse or something around the corner, children were brought inside. They turned on the TV to occupy the children so the cartoons were on while the parents were trying to figure out what was going on with their children. I've never actually heard a gun other than one I fired myself be fired. I have never been in a place where there was any gunfire other than that which I created myself. So when people describe what it sounds like, the pops, the bangs, some people use the term thundering noise. I can't relate to it really. I mean, you hear the stuff on television and in the movies. Is that what it really sounds like when you're right up next to them? All kinds of sounds. Some people tell me it sounds like popping corn when you listen to some
on the gun, but
of these guns. Right. Here's another person named Milo writing. People all seem too keen to join the yes or the no vote when it comes to guns. The facts are repeated action or viewing of something will lead to either complacency or desensitization. You talk about movies. Films can be influential, yes, but this is only one factor. Everything from availability, distribution, and mental health of everybody in the household needs to be taken into consideration. So that's something that will come up. If there's somebody mentally unstable in your home, you're not going to be able to get a gun
under
the circumstances that present. And maybe that's the way to look at it.
What about, let's say you have a prescription for Prozac.
Yeah.
Zoloft.
Yep. Can't have a gun.
Should you?
But most of the time, the people who do this stuff, not always, because there are people who are getting a hold of these guns legally and then they're getting access to them. But most of the time, people get guns illegally anyway, or many people do, and they use them as they do. So, Roberta, after listening to this discussion for the past couple of days, where are you? What do you think at this moment? I was talking about words, and we associate words earlier, but I kind of just want to go around with all of us and get a sense as to what your thoughts are after hearing so much of this stuff from our listeners and generally putting together what's come from the consumer media.
I think that we need a reality check here, and we need to stop trying to pander to special interest groups and take a look at what is really needed in this country. And that goes for everything from mental health issues to gun control to what we should be doing in our schools. I mean, this is not just a single issue problem. This is a problem that spans a lot of issues, and we've been talking about a lot about that this morning. And I know my husband and I were having a very intense discussion about this last night. If you had to put the number one issue in my personal belief in this whole thing, I think the number one issue is the fact that we have desensitized ourselves and our children, and especially young men, we have desensitized them to violence. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the biggest overwhelming
issue. We think it's cool
in all this
to put on a uniform and protect our country, but the reality is, and this is not meant as blasphemy, but the men and women who put on a uniform are taught to kill.
Several years ago, Doug, I think you and I interviewed a former four or five star general, and I remember he made a comment. He was actually going out campaigning against violent video games because he said the violent video games that kids are buying today or parents are buying for their kids are exactly the same type of video games they show the military to desensitize them to killing.
Yep. 28 past the hour, and good day.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No range checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
3 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, bringing us back around to talking and dealing with, thinking about what has happened over the weekend. It was interesting, I thought, the NRA canceling their country music event, Jennifer. They called it a tweet and greet with a country musician Colt Ford, had been scheduled for Saturday. The Colt Ford tweet and greet is being rescheduled. This is apparently a part of a series that features country folks who are involved in causes that quote-unquote defend our values. I guess it depends on what your values are. Some people embrace the values of the NRA. Some people are afraid of them, politicians especially. It'd be interesting to see what lawmakers do to try to fix this. Whatever they do, it'll be impotent because it doesn't really deal with the problem and it won't deal with the problem. Meanwhile, what I've been doing here in the last 4 or 5 minutes is continue to read the portraits of these victims. I want to smile when I read about some of the silly precociousness of some of these children, thinking about children that we all know who mm-hmm. like to talk and they want to ask questions. They're curious. Youngsters who are just so full of life.
And did you hear President Obama talk about the one little boy who, when everything was happening at the school, said, "It's okay, let me go first. I know karate."
Yeah.
I mean, so it just make you want to, I mean, so sweet and so innocent. And
yeah. Yep.
Well, little 6-year-old boy in the Victorious, what's her name, Soto's classroom, she was killed along with many other children in the classroom. He saw the gunman coming in. He confronted the gunman, grabbed some of his classmates, and ran out the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
really?
Amazing for a 6-year-old.
Yeah, that was
amazing for a 6-year-old.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff.
Wow.
The mommy who has been all over the place blogging this weekend about this being her son, not literally, but she has a son who has a problem, and we have some of the audio from one of those interviews that we'll play for you in a moment as food for thought here on Good Day.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
On a Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 Chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 Chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of Chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
800-510-8255. This is what happens in a normal day. The headlines in Las Vegas this morning, I'm just doing a scan around the country of newspaper headlines. Las Vegas headlines this morning at the Excalibur Hotel in Las Vegas over the weekend. Mm-hmm. A concierge was shot and killed by a vendor. And then the vendor killed himself. Wow. In the front lobby of the hotel.
Any particular reason?
Shot a woman and somebody else. The relationship of all these people to each other is unclear. In Alabama, a gunman identified as Romero Roberto Moya was shot by police over the weekend as he stepped from a hijacked car that had crashed into another car. He had exchanged gunfire with police, crashed his car. 3 people beside the shooter.
Okay, we get it.
All right? Same, it's everywhere. Everywhere. Now, back to this anarchist soccer mom's blog. I've said that we have some audio from an interview that she did, sort of explaining in rather unbelievable terms what her life at home with her son who is disturbed is like. Here's an excerpt from that conversation.
My name is Liza Long, and I'm the mother of a mentally ill son. I'm calling my son Michael. That's not his real name. He's 13 years old. He's bright. He loves Harry Potter. Loves his snuggle animals. He's working on a novel. But when he gets angry, he frightens me. I first learned about the Connecticut school shooting at work on my Facebook feed. I closed the door to my office and started to shiver. Every time I hear about a mass shooting, I think about my son. And I wonder if someday I'll be that mom. Mm.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just listening to some of the other things,
wow.
The other
coverage
of all of this stuff. It's just pretty amazing what the focus is on all this. Imagine living in that life. Imagine you being in that life with that woman.
Imagine you're living in that life and there's no help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
there's,
it. You're, you don't know what to do.
There's nowhere to go. You can check him into a... She has called the police and the police come and take him. They hold on to him for a little while and then give him back.
Why is there no place for her to go? What is
there? There's no mental...
But why?
There's no place for the mentally ill. Mm-hmm. Because we closed them because they were being kept in horrible conditions. Mm-hmm. And now you can be checked into a hospital for a day or two and then released.
72 hours.
That's so it. The only alternative that this woman has been given is to have her son arrested and put in prison. So what do we do about that?
And, you know, if you read her whole blog, the anger with her son comes from things like wearing the wrong color pants to school. She would tell him to change his clothes, and he would go into this rage. It's not even like it makes no rhyme and reason. You don't know what's going to set your child off. I mean, that's got to be the worst feeling in the world.
I'm watching, or have watched in the last few minutes, a gun advocate suggesting that armed teachers could have minimized the tragedy. You're going to see a lot of that video around. And that's because that's what some people think. All right, I went to Roberta. Richie, in a moment I'm going to go to you and Jennifer just to sort of get a wrap on what you're thinking as a result of the last couple of days and culminating with lots of discussion on the air. That's up next here on Good Day.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing. All necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
800-510-8255. I'm looking at the Chicago Trib at the moment. This morning's headline, another day, another mass shooting in America. When and how will it end? In fact, will it ever end? And then it goes through all of the business of the shopping mall in Oregon and what we've been through in the last four or five public shootings like this. Same rehash of the same stuff, but there's something, there's a fabric there, there's a fiber there, there's a connection there. So, Richie, 4 or 5 days of conversation brings you, as the father of two young children, to thinking what?
It all starts at home, at your home. If you live with somebody like this, even though there is no help for mentally disabled people, you need to seek out help somehow, some way. If there's somebody that you know of and you can't control them, sometimes a teacher might know, sometimes a relative might know. You know, how is it for a mother to put her kid in jail because she's afraid that he's going to be this kid? Maybe they can't say anything. Maybe it is up to you to talk to them and say, you know, how can we help? What can we do? For me, I think just mental sickness is the most important thing for us to look at right now.
Do we just have to deal? You bring up something that brings me back around a little bit to our discussion of violence in general and football and the revered status that football has and how violent it is and some other forms of sport, so-called sport, that are so violent. Are we just, we say this often, we're just a violent society. Can we pass it off and accept it as that and just move on?
And you see these brain traumas in the last couple weeks and months have caused shootings that are not mass shootings, but the guy that killed his girlfriend and himself, the guy that committed suicide, Junior Seau, not too long ago, I mean, and those can be linked to head injuries. And that almost is the same kind of, I mean, it almost falls into the same category that we need to start paying attention to people with these types of issues, whether it's mental illness or head traumas or something that's affecting your mental well-being. I mean, you can't ignore it anymore. We can't.
I would be absolutely outraged if within the next year or two we don't address this as a country, just helping people that
which
have
part
these,
of it do we have to address?
We've got this massive health care bill staring us in the face, and I'm pretty sure that if you go through it, there's nowhere
nothing
in there that helps these kind of people.
It's not a health care. It's all about insurance.
Right.
If you understand how Freud thinks, Freud's observations on the human condition are extraordinarily telling when it comes to this sort of thing. His observations about psychic pain and what people, what they keep in their minds as you go to bed at night, as you go to sleep at night, and doesn't mean it's what age you are, you're going to think and process through your dreams, whether it's conscious or subconscious, whatever the last thing is that you saw. How many people go to bed watching television and or movies that are violent and how...
Or just the constant flux of technology, looking at yourself.
Right. Right.
Just that constant over... I mean, I think, sadly, we're overstimulated as a country. I mean, and I think...
And people laugh at me when I talk about these zombies that we're creating, these kids that walk around with these GD iPhones and they're connected and twittering to each other day in and day out. Mm-hmm. And they are completely lost in this reality. So is this the new reality? And that
I don't know about you guys, but in my life, this is technology has been a new thing. I'm 34. I think it kicked in, 10, 12 years ago when it really started kicking into high gear. And I tell you, as a kid, I was even focused. I mean, you couldn't get me off of a topic. I was focused. Now I always laugh that I have adult onset ADD. And do you guys feel the same way? Isn't it harder for you to pay attention and to focus your thoughts?
When I need to get work done, I turn my phone off and
you
I go into
to.
My little edit studio and I just sit there in my dark little edit studio with my computer on. If I have a project that I'm working on, my work is on the computer, so I do. But I can't emails, texts, phone calls. I have to lock myself in a room and just concentrate.
11 before the hour and good day.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me. 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the coffin cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit AT&T.
here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a review of some of the hot news from the world of medicine. Good news for coffee drinkers, Ken, it looks like.
Doug, this is out of the American Journal of Epidemiology. Heavy coffee drinkers, those who drink more than 4 cups a day, they may actually cut their risk of dying from cancers of the mouth and throat by nearly a half. Yes, it is good news. Coffee contains hundreds of biologically active compounds. Many of them are now known to have anti-cancer properties. Most of this cancer of the mouth and throat, it's due to smoking or excess alcohol or even from oral sex passing these viruses. So I'm not yet recommending that everybody drink a lot of coffee, but it's just good to know that there are some benefits.
What about coffee enemas?
You're on your own there.
I love to throw Ken every once in a while one of those. There we go. All right. Chantix. Is that even how Chantix? It's a drug you hear advertised a lot, radio, television, all newspaper, magazine ads for this. What's the story?
Right. This doesn't make Chantix a bad drug. It's just something you need to know when doctors figure out whether they should prescribe something. They always decide, is the risk of prescribing it worse than the risk of not prescribing it? And the FDA gave us a little warning about the smoking cessation drug Chantix. It may increase the risk of cardiovascular events, Doug. There's a higher occurrence of major adverse cardiovascular events. These include death, heart attack, and stroke than with taking the drug than with placebo, and doctors need to weigh the risks of the drug against the benefits of its use because smoking is already a risk factor for heart disease.
All right. So as you are a noted cardiologist, a lot of the things that intrigue you are from the world of heart, circulatory issues, that sort of thing. Thus, perhaps the import of this next item about fainting. If you're healthy and you faint, that may mean you aren't healthy, I guess, right?
This is very important because sometimes people faint and they don't think much about it. This is out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week, Doug. I'm glad you brought it up. And what was discovered is that one-time fainters, they're 74% more likely to eventually be admitted to a hospital for a heart attack and stroke, and 5 times more likely to need a pacemaker or an implantable cardioverted defibrillator at some point in the future. And this study suggests that even low-risk people who faint just need to be carefully evaluated by a physician.
All right, so another heart problem or risk for women who smoke.
This is out of Circulation, Arrhythmia, and Electrophysiology Medical Journal this week, that sudden cardiac death, Doug, it's responsible for up to 400,000 deaths outside of the hospital. It's a horrible problem. Every year it occurs in America, 400,000 people just suddenly drop down. And sudden cardiac death, it occurs when abnormal heart rhythms or arrhythmias cause the heart to stop pumping blood to the body. And women who are light or moderate smokers, we're talking about lighting up as little as once a day, still have an increased risk of sudden cardiac death. In this study, smoking just 1 to 14 cigarettes per day was associated with almost a 2-fold higher risk of sudden cardiac death compared to women who never smoked.
What a horrible reality, smoking and
people will tell you just 1 or 2, oh, I barely smoke, but even 1 here increased it dramatically, your risk of just dropping dead.
All right, fast-acting depression drugs, good, bad, and the reason I want you to pronounce neuropsychopharmacology.
And this time of year, it's counterintuitive. You think it's the happiest time of the year.
Right.
For many, it's the saddest. The time just doesn't meet expectations. And there is some hope here. This is out of the American College of Neuropsychopharmacology meeting this week, or the Neuropsychopharmacology Medical Journal. It was also published in this week. This is an experimental antidepressant drug. It targets the brain in a different way than anything that else is out there. It appears to act both fast and last long. It's so new that the drug doesn't have yet a name. It still goes by some letters, GLYX-13. And so far, it's only given in an intravenous form. We're hoping that it'll soon be available in an oral form. It was given to those who had not responded to other antidepressants. But the good news is it begins to work within hours, and a single dose lasted about a week. And this is so important, Doug, because current medications for depression, they all take about 6 to 8 weeks for the full effect, and at least 3 to 4 weeks to start working for most people. And you've heard the calls we get on the weekends from people who are depressed, that are near hurting themselves. You want something ideally that works really quick so you can avoid a death.